What's going on, Clipper Nation? It's me, William the Opinion Updike.
And I am Positive Chuck Mockler.
And we are joined by...
Brian Cullen.
Hell yeah, Brian. Welcome. Thank you for being on the show.
Of the Clipset Podcast and Clipperholics.
Hell yeah. Yeah.
Great to have Brian back on. You're listening to Locked On Clips, in case you already didn't know. Charles and I come at you three times a week.
Yeah, three times a week. This one's a little late. We had to celebrate. It was Will's birthday.
Happy birthday, Will.
Happy birthday, Will.
Thank you so much to everybody. Yeah. But yeah, so special treat. We got Brian Cullen here, and we got a heck of a show lined up for you. Today we're going to be talking kind of what ifs. I mean, thank you to everybody who sent theirs in.
Yeah, this was a huge one on Twitter. Everyone, there's a lot of what ifs. They all hurt.
Yeah. What would you say was like the biggest common thread? Probably just like the 15 playoff run?
15 playoff run was brought up a lot. A lot of draft talk, which makes a lot of sense.
I mean, that does make a lot of sense.
A lot of draft talk. The best one was from we're going to do first, because that one, like, that one's absolutely brutal. But yeah, we'll get into that. But yeah, a lot of draft stuff. And yeah.
So stay tuned for those what ifs. We're going to be doing kind of a two-parter on that, and then we're going to be wrapping up with some shavings. There is an interesting piece of content.
Quibi, Clippers made it to Quibi, which is a big deal, you know.
Shout out Clippers, New Media Frontiers, coming to Quibi with a Donald Sterling documentary. So we'll be talking about that as well. So all that and more coming up right about now.
So the Clippers are full of what ifs. Brian, you sent us a couple ones. Let's start off with just what you think your biggest Clippers what if.
Well, a lot of them are going to overlap with what you have in the document here for the episode, but I think one of the most interesting what ifs is, what if Donald Sterling never lent Dr. Buss the money to buy the Lakers?
Yeah.
Yes.
Because that's a what if that affects the entire league, right?
Yeah, it affects like the entire world, weirdly.
Because, I mean, he was the one who championed Magic the most, right? Like, it created the dynasty that is the Lakers. And then because of that and the relationship he had with Magic, that then kind of made Donald Sterling want to buy a franchise. And he went and bought the Clippers. And then he wanted them in LA and moved them from San Diego to LA. So it was a domino effect. So that never happens. And Dr. Buss wasn't able to get the money because all of his money was tied up in real estate.
Yeah, it wasn't very liquid.
Then there.
The Clippers ever end up in LA? Are they still in San Diego? Are they the Thunder now? Do they become?
Oh, that's a good call. I think they definitely leave San Diego.
Yeah. So like, there's just so much what if just on that before the LA Clippers were even a thing. That feels like it could be like one of the biggest ripples ever.
Yeah, that's definitely. I mean, like, he modeled his whole like wanting this lake show experience. So that is a wild one. I just don't get how he didn't understand the spending money part.
You wanted
like Donald Sterling like you saw how much money went into this and was still like, nah, I'm gonna do it, but for pennies on the dollar.
Yeah, that's not okay. They knew each other. He like could watch his friend make a great franchise. He was like, this guy's a moron.
that's gotta be, I mean, and then there's a ton that I kind of peeked at what some of the people were sending you. And, I feel like most of my list is what everybody else is thinking too.
Yeah. We're going to start with the first one from Ricky Ramos. And this one is brutal. This is, what if Sam Cassell crosses half court before the 8 second count versus the Suns? I rewatched this.
Yeah. Go ahead.
And it's like, so it's right after a commercial break, obviously, and they show a montage because, like, Cassell had, like, 5 points in the first half, like, 21 in the second. And so they're like, look at how great, how he's put the team on his back, shot after shot, play after play. And then, like, it literally almost, like, fades into him getting whistled for the call, like, after the, like, highlight video. And it's just, like, and Jack Nicholson is there, which I forgot about. Which I was like, oh, all right. It was just, this one's brutal. And this one was brought up a lot, too.
This is 07, right?
I think so. Yeah, let me
look. It was round two.
Yeah, 06 or 07.
Yeah. So maybe, I don't know. I might get hit for this one, but I feel like 8-second or not. I still think Phoenix wins that series. Like I just that team was so good. Like that's one of my favorite Clippers teams of all time. Sam Cassell is one of my favorite players of all time.
Yeah.
But the Clippers were really punching above the belt in those seven games. And so I just still think that the Phoenix advances. I don't know.
Yeah, that was 06.
Being a pessimist.
I mean, that's fair. I watched more of the game. I watched a lot of the game today, and I was like, yeah, this Suns team, it was crazy how well they were hanging with that Suns team.
Yeah. It was, I mean, when it was happening, I remember watching it and just my mind was blown that they pushed it to seven.
Yeah.
Yeah, we rewatched a bunch of these highlights like somewhat recently. And I guess for me, this isn't a huge what if, just because like I'd be inclined to agree with Brian. Like, I don't know what more you really could have hoped for. Like, you took this insane Suns team that like was revolutionizing offense at the time,
yeah,
to seven games, and like in an incredible fashion. Like, yeah, I don't know. I don't think that's really enough to tip the scales to advance past that team. Yeah, I don't know. I think that it's like one of those Clippers lore, like Clippers lore type things. Like,
yeah, it's one of the worst calls ever, and it doesn't get talked about. It's one of truly the worst calls.
Yes.
Just from a pure like how the game should flow standpoint, moment standpoint. Like, if you're that ref, it's like, why are you making that call?
Totally.
It's such a bad call. Friend of the pod and frequent guest Carl Tart asked, what if we took Paul Pierce in 98 instead of famed investment banker Michael Olowokandi? I added the investment banker part because it's so crazy. He's so successful at it.
Candyman.
Yeah. I like this one because Paul Pierce, I think it would have been really cool to see, you know, an Inglewood native on the Clippers.
100%, 100%. What do you think is like the relationship with Paul though in the franchise?
Yeah, probably horrible.
That's the thing. Like, I'll be honest, I'm going to foreshadow some of these upcoming ones. I feel like anything before Ballmer, it still just blows
it's
up.
It's so hard. Yeah, because like it just ends in fire.
There's no good ending to any of the what ifs while Donald Sterling owned the team.
Yeah, it's like the answer to every single what if is just Donald Sterling.
They live out their original contract and they get out as fast as they can.
Yeah, he plays his rookie contract and then he leaves. Like, he goes to the Lakers. there's a bunch of draft ones. This next one, M. Jones Vandy, he asked, what if we drafted differently in 2010? We worked out and loved Alfred Kaminu, PG, and Gordon Hayward, and we made the only wrong choice. Because Joseph was tweeting about this the other day. He was like, I can't believe they took Alfred Kaminu 8.
I was going to say, yeah, what was that pick, too? 8?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, I don't know. Looking back at it now, it looks pretty bad.
It's horrible.
It's really bad. But I think the big what is, there isn't so much like what do these players do for the Clippers? It's what do the Clippers do to these players? Like, or do they develop into the players that they became?
I think PG does. I don't think Gordon Hayward does.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, Gordon Hayward benefited a lot with his time in Utah.
Oh yeah.
And at that time, 2010, I mean, it was, things were on the rise a little bit for the Clippers, but I just don't think that the development was there. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's totally
true. Definitely not. Yeah, definitely not.
I just sound like I hate the Clippers, don't I?
Yeah, you're like, here's the problem.
I don't know. Paul George is Paul George. You know, maybe we get to keep a certain other draft pick if that one ends up going through. But like, I don't know. A number eight pick, I feel like I'm not kicking myself as hard over as like a higher pick, personally.
I guess.
I mean, with Paul George, I feel like that one is maybe a little bit of a boneheaded move.
But it, like, just been, I mean, like, yeah, it'd be Baron Davis, Blake, PG. Like, that would be crazy. That would have been nuts.
Yeah. Could have done, you know, could have done worse, though. We could have taken Cole Aldrich or something at eight. I mean, yeah, at least,
that's very true.
At least, like, at least Al is still in the league. So
that's a good, yeah.
I was actually really bummed when Cole Aldrich signed to Minnesota after his year with the Clippers.
Yeah, Will's a Cole Aldrich apologist.
There's nothing to apologize for, dude.
He was great at Kansas.
Yeah, he had a run.
He was dominant. He was never really going to make it in the pros. He's too skinny.
Coming up after this break, we're going to be talking more what ifs. Thank you to everyone who sent them in to @LockedOnClips. Before we head to this break, this show and every show this month on the Locked On Network is brought to you by Built Bar, which is
Built Bar.
I don't know how many I've had. I don't eat very healthy.
That's, I can attest to this.
Will can attest to that. Brian, you've seen me eat multiple chili dogs in the press room days in a row. The Built Bar is borderline actually making me want to eat healthier because it actually tastes good. I'm kind of a child when it comes to this stuff.
I know they have so many. There's 16 amazing flavors, 8 chocolate nut flavors, 8 chocolate nut free flavors,
wow,
covered in 100% chocolate, soft and easy to chew. They really are pretty tasty.
Brian, if you would like some Built Bars, you need to start eating healthier. A lot of people wrote that in today too. They're like, what if Brian took care of his body better? You can go to builtbar.com and use promo code Locked On. That is all cap letters, one word. You'll get $10 off your first order. That is Locked On, all cap letters, one word, for $10 off at builtbar.com.
If you promise they're easy to chew, I'm in.
They're so
you don't even need teeth.
No.
Because that's my problem with most health food is it's really difficult to chew.
You got soft teeth.
Yeah. So that's why it's ice cream and tater tots for me all the time.
That's a good call. I mean, yeah, you mash up some of the Built Bar in there, you'll be good. Coming back for this, more what if talk. All right. Now that we're jet fueled up on Built Bar, frequent listener Chenny John had a good question. He said, what if the LA Clippers keep that number one pick that went to Cleveland and take Kyrie? Rotation is now Blake, DJ, Kamen, Eric Gordon, Kyrie, Aminu Bledsoe. Barron still gets traded? LeBron James stays with Heat? CP3 of the Lakers? That's a big one.
Yeah, I'll say this. CP3 to the Lakers was never going to happen. That was a league decision. I don't think it matters what the Clippers have.
You don't think maybe a little more competitive balance in the city that would have been like, because like that way you can make the Lakers still great and like they're still going to win.
Yeah, but if you look at that current lineup that you just listed,
yeah,
that's a really young team. Like it's not going to compete with Chris Paul and Kobe Bryant. You know what
For
I mean?
Sure. Yeah.
I don't see there any pathway for Chris Paul to the Clippers because it wasn't just balance in the city; it was balance in the league. And yeah. The league was in control of New Orleans at the time. There's just no way they were going to let that trade happen. I don't know if it means Chris Paul goes somewhere else, but it's not the Lakers.
Yeah. I don't know. This one nags at me sometimes at night just because like, how are there no protections on that pick?
We did a whole episode on it.
Not even top one protected. I mean, the ripple effects for the rest of the league are wild. I mean, does LeBron ever win a chip in Cleveland? You know, who's to say? I think Barron is definitely still gone.
I don't think there's any chance Barron's like, oh, we got a cool young point guard. I want to stay now with this horrible owner.
Like, totally.
He would have taken it as a slight, and he probably should have given Donald Sterling was horrible. So,
yeah. Well, and then we still run into the same situation. Like, I mean, what does Kyrie become? And like, we already know now, some of the injury stuff. He's, maybe a little injury prone. And what does that look like on a team with like some subpar medical?
Also not good in the locker room.
Yeah. Yeah. Also, like, I don't know how successful that young team is without some sort of veteran, without some sort of veteran leader or presence.
I think if we keep the pick, I don't think there's any way it stays that the lottery goes the same way. You know what I mean? Like, I think if we, like, there's no way that the Clippers actually would get the number one pick in this way at this time. But if we did get the number one pick, we're looking at the draft right now. I like, dude, so like the picks are crazy. It's Kyrie Irving, Derek Williams, Enes Kanter, Tristan Thompson, Valanciunas, Jan Vesely, Bismack, Brandon Knight, Kemba Walker, Jimmer, Klay Thompson, like, Kawhi was taken 15th. Like, it's such a goofy draft.
Yeah.
I'm looking at it.
Kanter third is absolutely insane.
I forgot that the Jazz drafted him. Interesting.
Like, so I think we also maybe would have messed the pickup.
Yeah.
It goes back to that Donald Sterling thing. Clipper, dude. You're saying Jimmer Fredette goes one? That, oh my god, that might have happened.
Jimmer goes one.
Jimmer absolutely goes one. Then the Timberwolves get Kyrie Irving. No, that would be insane. Shout out to Chenny John for that one. I like that one a lot. And then
yeah, that's a good one.
Film Cricket 55. Brian, you also texted us this one earlier. They said, "Well, after the last few months, it's what happens if Kobe became a Clipper. What does that do for the Clipper brand?" And the Lakers brand.
Wow.
So I think it does more to the Lakers brand than it does the Clippers brand, to be totally honest.
It has such a harsh effect on their brand.
Yeah. It really does. And it completely changes the future. I mean, the 2010 championship never happens. But then again, I don't think it translates to a championship for the Clippers either. I just don't see that being a long-standing relationship.
I think Kobe maybe is so good that Donald Sterling is like, god damn it, like like, because Kobe would just go at him, like, you know what I mean? Like, if Kobe had an owner like Donald Sterling, Kobe would have publicly gone at him. Like, there would have been so many more videos of Kobe being like when he yells at all those Lakers at that one practice and he calls them soft. Think about how much more there would that have been in the Kobe like media, like content files, if he ended up on the Clippers at that time, like about the owner. So like, I think they definitely butt heads. Yeah. Oh, I think like, but Kobe, definitely. I think the Clippers would have gotten a chip.
I think it's possible. I think that it's kind of bad for the fan base in that. Like if the first success came on like the heels of, you know, like one of the greatest Lakers ever. I feel like that takes away so much of the identity of like, I mean, what even in the last few years the Clippers have been able to build, which I do think is like their own unique thing. That's different from the Showtime era. And while a chip is maybe possible, I still think it's like, it's not an asterisk, because obviously, I mean, it would have been like hard fought still, but it definitely makes it weird for a fan, I think.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, that's perfectly put. Like, I 100% agree with that.
The idea that it tanks the Lakers thing is really interesting to me. Because I think you're right. It benefits the Clippers crazy. But, yeah, like, it would have been absurd at this time for this to have happened.
Right.
Oh yeah. Like, I mean, and then I guess the bigger thing is like, how does the Lakers brand or franchise recover from something
like that? Like, what do you do? I mean, like, you like miss out on the bet, like.
And without that like 2010 chip, I don't know, maybe we're seeing some more maybe there's more than 8 Clippers fans or whatever people are saying on Twitter.
Yeah, that would have been double. We could have seen double digit Clip fans if Kobe became a Clipper. We got the Kobe one a lot, and then we also got the Michael Jordan one a lot, because there's those two stories that are crazy where, like, he almost, like, gets traded to the Clippers or whatever it was. I'm like, at the last
second. You talking money, Mike?
Yeah. Yeah. And then at the last second, there's like one smart person for the Bulls who's like, oh, shit, no, we should keep this guy. Like, but like the Michael Jordan one is the craziest. Because that to me, I think is the biggest what if. Because that one like almost happened twice or whatever it was. Like that's the craziest. That would have been absurd.
That changes everything. Like literally everything.
Yeah. Ruins Michael Jordan's career. Absolutely tanks it. Does not come anywhere close to what he achieved.
He shows up just in a Wizards jersey for some reason.
Yeah, no, this team doesn't exist yet. No, like it would just be a disaster for him. He would have played baseball sooner. It like would have been like, and LA would have helped it too, which is what's funny. Like the city itself.
Yeah, I also
would have helped his downfall if he came to the Clippers. He would have been in more movies.
I was going to say it makes it difficult for some of Jordan's like extracurricular activities to be in such close proximity to Vegas.
Exactly.
In LA.
Yeah, like Morongo. He's like shutting down Morongo Casino or whatever. yeah, I think the Michael Jordan one is crazy.
That one is like it's. I don't know. It's like almost unbelievable to me, so I don't.
The takes like, from the first trade are so funny. When he was Money Mike and like all he did was score and like people were like tired of him being the best scorer in the league, so they wanted to trade him.
We're tired of all the scoring.
Yeah, like why do you keep doing this?
It's like when I thought Lou Will wouldn't be a good point guard because he just scores too much.
Man, that's so crazy too to watch that old Lou Will AI footage. Dude, what if Lou Will didn't have AI as a mentor?
Yeah. I mean, I still think Lou becomes Lou.
Oh, he figures Lou, it out.
Yeah, 100%.
It just might have been in a more circumvented way.
Right. Like, I think it's different for sure. I think obviously the trajectory of his career has changed too. Like if he's the starting guy there in Philly for 8 years or whatever, you know, that definitely changes like what his entire brand is and has become.
Yeah. Man, that would be a trip. Coming up after this, we're going to be probably talking a few more what ifs and then Quibi, the Clippers have landed on Quibi. Thankfully, finally, a lot of people are asking about it.
So glad
we're going to be breaking down how excited we are for this upcoming documentary. All right. Why don't you break down what Quibi is? Cause I feel like that's a fair
Quibi, short for Quick Bites. Is a new streaming platform. I think it's NBC backed.
You know what I think of when I think of Quick Bites is content, not food.
I think of Built Bar, actually.
Oh, wow. Unbelievable. Wow. Easy bites. Mid-season form without even any basketball.
No warm-up. So it's short-form content, 10 minutes or less. And, in case... you didn't have enough Donald Sterling scandal content. Clippers have a new one coming for you, a documentary called Blackballed. It's going to be premiering about a week from the time you're listening to this, but it's going to highlight those days during the 2014 playoffs with Doc Rivers and Chris Paul and Jordan and the Clippers all dealing with the fallout of Sterling's racist comments. Doc has talked about it a little bit. It seems like he was definitely trying to be the voice of reason in the locker room at the time.
Doc hates, like, it's so crazy to watch when Doc gets asked about this at pressers.
Oh, like, yeah.
I mean, rightfully so. He's like, it's like, well, like, and like Ralph talks about it too. Like, it's just one of the hardest times to have been a Clipper.
Do you think in terms of just like news stories, the Donald Sterling thing kind of outweighs the 08 chip?
Yeah.
Just in terms of like craziness of a news story.
That's a good call.
I mean, the V Stiviano tape is probably the biggest what if, isn't it?
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What if that never happens?
If that never happens, whew.
Things are still horrible. If that never happens, it's like... Things are just horrible still. I don't know. Like, imagine, think about how crazy the post-Blake rebuild or transition is. And now think of what would have happened if Donald Sterling won the team then.
Yeah.
We get nothing for Blake probably. We probably, no, you know what I mean? Like
the big three does get split up, I think, sooner.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's a dark what if. That's one wow. I don't care to venture too much into.
Here's an interesting what if. I was just looking up the 2005 NBA draft. The Clippers selected Yaroslav Korolev in the 2005
like pick.
I mean, draft played 2 years, 34 games. What if instead of drafting him, they took Danny Granger, who was taken five picks later? Danny Granger was an absolute monster back in the day. And I think definitely would have been much more helpful to the Clippers brand than Yaroslav Korolev.
I mean, what if they just taken Nate Robinson?
That would have been great. You know,
dude, that's wild.
Yeah, that's a really crazy draft. Yeah, I don't know. The Quibi thing, I guess I'm kind of excited. I don't know. I'm not excited at all. I should run that back. I'm tired of Donald Sterling stuff. The current situation, I think, is so much more interesting from a rebuild perspective.
I got to be honest, too. It's like, it's a little bit of a bummer that we're like in a desert of basketball and Clippers stuff, and this is what we have. This, it's like, here's your life raft, buddy. Donald Sterling's face.
Yeah.
So I got a couple questions about it, because is this the one that Chris Paul has been talking about making, or is that going to be a whole nother? Because Chris Paul didn't do the Ramona Shelburne podcast thing like in depth, because this whole thing was like, oh well, I'm working on it with a production company, like doing my own version of that story. Is that what this is, or does this mean that we have yet another Donald Sterling?
Dude, I'm not sure.
Don't see Kyrie, or I don't see CP3's name on any of the stuff that I've seen, so I feel like no.
Cool. So we have another one to look forward to. And then,
yeah, that's probably going to be like real. It's just going to be the same. It's just so crazy, because it's like, it's just the same story. And like the impact is obviously absurd. But.
And each episode's 10 minutes.
Yeah.
10 minutes or less. Yeah.
Which I'm actually not mad at that part. I'm like, this seems good.
It being on this platform is the most like on brand for Donald Sterling possible. Yeah. So like, I love that
we're
aspect.
On Quibi now. Yeah. It's like truly the most Clippers ass platform to have a documentary on.
Here's a what if it wasn't on Quibi? What if it was like on an actual legitimate streaming service?
Like Deezer or something like that.
Yeah,
I'm surprised. I'm a little surprised, I guess, just with how big the story was, and you know, that they didn't do a series along with Ramona's podcast. I thought they were going to
for some reason.
Yeah, I'm not sure. It's interesting.
I guess I'm glad they did.
That was the better way to tell the story. But I was a little surprised that there wasn't like some sort of like serialized documentary along with it. I think that having it in more digestible form, I guess, is good. I don't have to like
stew quick on bite. This.
I don't need to stew on this for, you know, multiple weeks of an hour at a time.
Yeah, just sitting there, just getting punched in the face.
You know what? I can't wait to binge
Black Ball. Yeah, Black Ball. Is there anything else in shavings or any other Clipper stuff you guys want to talk about real quick before we?
Forum is official today. That's a big one.
Oh yeah, we own the forum.
What do you think happens with the forum now?
I think it stays the same. Joseph and I on our show have talked about the idea of Ballmer then buying the Sparks and moving the Sparks into the forum.
That would be great.
That'd be wild.
I'm sure there would be a bunch of level-headed reactions to that.
isn't the forum in need of major renovations to do like to host sporting activities again?
Absolutely. Yeah.
So I don't know. Yeah, I guess I don't know what happens with that. Like maybe they just keep it as a like an event space as it is now.
That's absolutely what they're gonna do. And I guarantee you I can't care. I would bet that they're going to use it as extra parking for the new arena, and
that's kind of what I was thinking too.
The thing where you take a like a bus up to the arena,
just like the airport.
Bus. Yeah,
I mean this is a pro bus pod, so
we're very pro bus. Yeah, those are going to be some fun media bus rides. I think they'll probably end up using it too, like right now, for maybe some medical type stuff, just because the space is there.
Yeah.
Beds or something like that.
Do you think, Brian, like, I mean, it's been so long since the Lakers have been there. Do you think that that building has, like, still big significance for Lakers fans? Or do you think for most people it's just kind of like whatever at this point?
No, that's a landmark for sure. I mean, yeah like, when was the last time Magic Johnson played basketball, but we all talk about him on a regular basis? You know what I mean? Like, he's still very relevant in basketball and the LA culture. Like, the Showtime Lakers, there's literally a series coming out on HBO that's all about the Showtime Lakers.
Yeah, they get beat over the head with Showtime and we get Donald Sterling.
No, that's still, like, if you were on Twitter today when those announcements came out, you could go into the comments section and see that it still hits a nerve with a lot of Lakers fans.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm surprised. I guess I'm just surprised because, I don't know.
It's been like a church. It's been a bunch of
stuff. It was owned by Dolan. It's been so many other things, you know. But I guess, you know, I don't have the same connection. So I can, you know, I don't have the frame of reference.
Will's
I say tear it down.
I was going to say, Will's getting ready to go start a war on Twitter right after this episode.
tear it down. He's
like, here's an idea. Brian, thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you for having me.
Where can these fantastic listeners find you, and what else do you do?
So you can find me on Twitter at Brian S. Cullen. That's C-U-L-L-E-N. You can check out the podcast that I co-host, Clipset Podcast. It's me and Joseph Raya Ward. We are on Twitter at Clipset Pod. And my writings are going to be on Clipperholics.
Hell yeah. Well, thanks for being on the show. I'm sure it will not be the last time. Wednesday's episode, we're going to have some Twitter questions. And then, you know, whatever else happens between now and then, hopefully something. Going to be taking a bunch of quick bites in between then of our Built Bars, of course. I have been Positive Chuck Mockler.
And I am William the Opinion Updike. Thanks so much for listening. Please, if you haven't already, subscribe on iTunes. Leave a rating and review. We love it, and we appreciate you.